Hi, this is Dr. Daniel Vinograd. My areas of specialty are biological, holistic dentistry, and painless dentistry, and I'd like to speak about porcelain veneers. I've been practicing for about 30 years, and in my earlier days, when we had problems with discolored teeth, and I'm talking about deeply discolored teeth, and we're talking about teeth that will not bleach out with some of the materials that we have today, but more intrinsic discoloration, abrasions from people who actually grind severely, chipped, broken teeth, uneven, unusually shaped teeth, especially I'm talking about the front of the mouth, mostly in aesthetic areas. And obviously you've seen those people with big diastemas, the big spaces between the teeth. I used to not really pay much attention to the aesthetic value of it. I was always more interested in the biological point of view. However, over time, I've really changed my mind because I've seen people really have a change of heart about themselves and really have a change in the quality of their lives by looking better. I've seen it in the personality. I've seen it in the way that they actually interact with the world. So I definitely feel differently today. Now, in the past, one of the problems that we had is that we had to do incredibly invasive dentistry to resolve some of these problems. We basically had to grind down a bunch of teeth and put crowns on them. And, you know, sometimes it was worth it, but most of the time it was just a lot of very aggressive dentistry. And with time, materials have changed, and now we are having at our disposal the use of bonding materials that are very, very strong. And so techniques have changed dramatically. Porcelain veneers, dental veneers, are thin shells that are placed on the front of the teeth. And they're actually porcelain shells that on their own tend to be very strong. However, if you put enough pressure on them, they can break. However, once they're bonded on the teeth, they become incredibly resistant to fracture, resistant to mastication, and they tend to be quite long-lasting. So porcelain veneers and, you know, dental veneers have really changed the way that we practice dentistry and what we can offer to our patients. Initially, the veneers used to be made out of composite, and they're very time-intensive, and they were not as long-lasting, and they tend to stain more. So people have moved away from those quite a bit. And obviously, as a biological dentist, I prefer not to use the composites because they have much more of a carbon footprint and toxicity than your porcelain-baked porcelain veneers, dental veneers. So the procedure is usually to reduce the tooth light slightly in the front. Sometimes you don't even have to reduce it at all. We have some veneers now that are as thin as 0.3 millimeters, and so in some cases we can actually just place the veneers without having to even touch a tooth. Most cases you have to make some small changes and even up to maybe a half a millimeter reduction in the front of the tooth, which is quite a bit less than what we had to do previously to resolve some of these problems. So porcelain veneers now allow us to bring people great smiles and correct a lot of these problems with the spacing and unevenness and broken teeth in the front without having to create a bigger problem by being so invasive. Once the teeth have been minimally prepared, we actually send them to the lab, and when we get them back, you know, sometimes a week or two later, we can transform somebody's smile. This is all for today, and we'll touch upon other topics in a future time.